Good morning. It's a Thursday morning with our political observer, Alan Chartok. And Alan, the sound of WAMC without our listeners' support, something like this.
And that's right. It's both very funny, but not so funny, because if, in fact, we didn't have it at this crucial time in our history. You know, David, when I first came to the Berkshires, 1971 full-time, there was so little on the air. We would have to go to Connecticut to get some kind of AM news in the morning. That didn't mean that WAMC wasn't here, but it certainly wasn't here the way it is now. It wasn't until years later that this great station really got moving. And you could hear something in the morning, like Morning Edition, or like you. And these wonderful interviews you do with so many people around, you are a marvel. And we all know how it works. It isn't the government. They give a tiny little bit compared to our budget, approaching $7 million. It's a lot of money. You have a bureau chief all around. They cover the news in that area. There's nothing like it. Not only that, in an age of Trump, there has to be a move ahead to let people know exactly what's going on. This morning as we speak, there's this whole thing of a war with Iran, to the point where we're hearing, and of course I believe nothing anymore, that the president is worried about his right-wing advisors moving us too close to war. And the Ayatollah in Iran saying, we're not interested in talking to them. So something is afoot here that is very, very awful. We heard possibility of 100,000 troops going to the Mideast, and the president saying, well, not ready yet, but if we do it, it'll be more than that. It's a president who wants to keep us out of wars. So it's a long way around to say, if everybody has $5 or $1,000 or $10,000, what's it worth? Is it worth $3 a day? We know what newspapers are worth now and what you pay for them. But this is the honor system. We do it because it's right. We do it because we want to. The answer is you go to WAMC.org. You put something in, anything in. But if we can't do it, then we're going to be cutting into our news time, and we don't want to do that.
Absolutely. The on-air fund drive starts June 3rd. And if you want some motivation, Alan, for our listeners, did you hear about this Connecticut radio station? WDRC is rebranding itself as Trump 103.3.
Some of them just do it without renaming themselves. I don't even want to say what we got around here in Albany where we sit, as opposed to our much larger area. They're all around the place. You got to have this now. And it's at WAMC.org. And just put some money into the lockbox. Let's get it done. Please do something.
WAMC.org. We talked about it yesterday, the issue of the Alabama abortion ban signed by the governor now. But you have two other states, Georgia and Louisiana, and the so-called heartbeat legislation, something that the Washington Post says threatens to reshape the 2020 election.
Well, I think that's right. Women are under attack in this country. No two ways about it. You get these states that are doing this. Can you imagine a 15-year-old or a 12-year-old who's been impregnated by a ruthless father or uncle and who is being told by the Alabama government that you have to have this baby? And if the doctor does it, he goes to jail for 99 years. I mean, how in the world did we get here? This is crazy.
The number of Democratic candidates in the presidential contest for 2020 could be summed up that way. It's quite a number now. We're over 20 for sure. Mark Cuban now leaving open the possibility of running for president as an independent. He told the CNBC, Alan, he hasn't ruled out the run. Now, of course, he's the billionaire entrepreneur and Dallas Maverick owner.
Give me a break. I mean, now we see de Blasio, who was terribly unpopular in New York City, joining the Democratic field. He's going to Iowa and South Carolina. He's term limited, so he's going to go where he has to go. And he'll do what he has to do in order to make out as a politician, you know. He can't be out of work, so he's going to join that field also. You know, David, I have the feeling that some of these people are doing it just to raise money. You can have a little giveaway if you need to. It gives you influence, but it's really crazy.
The Senate Intelligence Committee has struck a deal with Donald Trump Jr. to appear for a closed-door interview next month as part of the panel's Russia investigation.
Well, there are those of us who think the whole thing doesn't pass the stink test. The Republican Senate committee decided that they were going to subpoena him, but I am sure they were under tremendous pressure from the forces of Trump. And they are doing what they have to do to leave the impression that doing something, but apparently they agreed on all kinds of ground rules which make no sense at all. I mean, if you're going to have the guy in a hearing, especially a closed hearing, you want to ask him the questions that you want to ask. Now, look, there are Democrats on that committee. Clearly, they will ask asked questions to, and it'll leak that he refused to answer the questions because it wasn't part of the, quote, agreement. Well, this stinks as much as anything else we're seeing stink.
Something that you and others on the roundtable panel have talked about is the idea that something lost, perhaps in the Russian investigation, is the real threat of the Russians and other countries like China hacking into our election systems. And Russian hackers successfully tapped into voter registration files of two Florida counties in 2016, a startling detail revealed yesterday by Governor Ron DeSantis after meeting with the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security last week.
Well, for a Republican governor to admit that his election results were corrupted when we know that the Russians were trying to help the Republicans and to help Trump is really extraordinary. If the FBI told him what happened, I think he probably wanted to get out in front of the whole thing. But I don't know what else I can tell you except that it's a fact of life. They're doing it. We know that they're doing it. We have the greatest technology in the world. We should be countering it in every way. And if we're not, we're going to ask ourselves just what I asked before. Does this pass the stink test?
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, joining us.
Thank you, David. And let's everybody remember that lockbox. It is crucial. If you want to keep your news and everything else, put some money into the lockbox. Do it now.
24 hours a day, WAMC.org.